You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And today we're talking about this. Tell me where you hurt. I'm not even going to ask you today, my dear, if you are hurting. I'm going to ask you, where are you hurting? And that you would tell me where you hurt. You know, I'm blessed and honored, privileged, really, to be able to have the opportunity each and every day to speak with people, dear souls from around the globe. And what I've found is that people are hurting. They're hurting. I have coaching clients that when they first come to see me, they're like, you know what? I feel overwhelmed. I feel like I'm drowning in my life. I feel stuck. I feel lost. I don't even know what to do. And they desire so much more. And it's not even more. They desire a change. They feel pain at some level, whether it's in their personal life or their professional life. But you've heard me say this before. I don't believe in work and then life. I believe in a life that works. It's not your work life and then your home life. It's a life that works. So I hear time and time again these stories of people hurting. And being in chiropractic practice for 23 years, every single day I heard stories of people hurting. Physically, mentally, emotionally. Now I adjust people between their head and their heart instead of their spine, but I get them back into alignment with their truth. The bottom line is that people are hurting. People are hurting and they don't know where to turn. And so often what happens is people do what people do. They will numb, they will medicate, or they'll do everything they can to run from their problems. To run from the problem, to run from the pain. Well, I got news for you. Your pain is not your problem, but what's causing the problem is the problem. That is the problem. So today, as I ask you to tell me where you hurt, the key is that you begin talking about it. You begin to actually stop denying it and stop running from it, and that you get to the cause of your hurt. That's the first step. You must get to the cause of your hurt. And in order to do that, you have to really start looking. You have to really begin to talk about it. And not just talk about it and talk around it and complain about it, but to really truly commit to uncovering and discovering what it is that's causing your hurt. You know, I'm not the first one to say this, but hurt people hurt people. We wonder why so many people are hurting other people. That's because so many people are hurting. You, my dear, I believe at some level, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, whatever, that you have some discomfort, you have some pain, you have some hurt, wherever that is, whether it's in your body or whether it's in your body of work, in your life, where is it? You must find out what the cause is and directly go after the cause. Once you go after the cause, you begin to acknowledge the truth about it. You know, oftentimes we'll look at something and we'll say, okay, well, that's what's causing it. And now we create a story about it. Have you ever done that? You're having emotional pain. So you say, well, that's the cause. He's the cause or she's the cause. I'm not talking about that kind of cause, because then what happens is we actually end up blaming or putting somebody else in control or in the power seat of our problem. When what really needs to happen is figuring out what is the underlying cause, what is the truth, and then begin to see it in a way that empowers you. And you've heard me say it, and I'll say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it. If it can't be interpreted at least two different ways, it's probably not true. The truth must be interpreted in a way that allows you to live in freedom, because true knowledge of the truth sets us free. If you're not free, then you're looking at truth from the wrong perspective. You know, it may be factual, but is it the truth? you can look at these facts and you can say, okay, yep, that's the cause. Yep, that's what's going on. But the question is, do you feel like you have freedom? Do you feel empowered? Because there's something about the truth that is so empowering. Even if it's bad news, you go, okay, you know what? Okay, that's what it is. All right, what am I going to do about it now? What am I going to do about it? You begin to acknowledge the truth and you acknowledge it from all angles. Look at whatever it is. Stop the storytelling, putting yourself in a victim role that says because you hurt now, you're always going to hurt. Or because you hurt now, you can hurt other people. I'm saying look at the truth, see it from a perspective that gives you freedom, my dear. Freedom of choice. Once you can see that you have a choice, no matter what the cause is, you have a choice in the matter. What are you going to do about it? And then begin to relearn some things. Yes, I know, that's not an easy one sometimes, because sometimes it even takes unlearning. Unlearning old behaviors, unlearning old patterns, unlearning something that you've believed for a long time, thinking that it was true. And then you found out, wow, you know what? There was another way to interpret that truth. And that wasn't really the whole truth, because it's the whole truth that sets us free, right? So you look at it and then you say, I'm willing to relearn some things here. Are you willing to relearn some things? Are you willing to try on a new belief? Are you willing, from that new belief, to begin to have a new behavior and to begin to act on it consistently, daily, 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 each and every day, relearning the truth and beginning to apply it, and then fully engaging in being the solution? So often we're looking for the solution instead of being the solution. In order to be the solution, my dear, you must get to the cause of it. You must acknowledge the truth. You must relearn some things, and you must engage in being the solution. And you know, I love a great acronym, CARE. It's time to begin to care for you at a level that you've probably never cared for you before. You care so much about you that you don't care about all the other stuff. You care about what really matters to you and your heart. Wherever you're hurting today, begin to talk about it. Not from a place of complaining and blaming and shaming, but saying, all right, you know what? I'm going to stop living in silence. You're going to break the silence, and you're actually going to show up, and you're going to begin to speak up, and you're going to begin to stand up, and you're going to begin to step into a new way of living. Be the change that you desire, my dear. Be the change that you desire. Now, it's interesting because today I was speaking with some other colleagues, and this particular colleague was saying how, you know, Dr. Shannon puts out this kind of content, and she's doing this podcast, and she has this program, Women Drinking Wine or Women Sipping on Wine. And I chuckled and I said, no, it's Women Sipping on Life. But it made me realize that, you know what? A lot of times, we as women, we as human beings, we sip on a lot of things to try to get us feeling better. We sip on wine, W-H-I-N-E. Perhaps that's you today. Whining, whining, whining about your problem, but not really getting to the source of the problem, not getting to the actual cause of the problem and committing to being the solution. Or you end up sipping and drinking wine all day just to medicate or numb your pain. Stop running from it, my dear. Where do you hurt? Tell me where you hurt. Where is it? Where is it today that you hurt? Address it, acknowledge it, and begin to care for it today. Know this, my dear, you're not alone. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself, and today's Sacred Soul step is this. Write down where you're hurting right now, whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially. Where are you hurting? Tell me where you hurt. Write it down. And then write a bold statement of declaration that you are absolutely committed to getting to the bottom of it, to get to the cause of it, to uncover and discover the cause so you can actually seek out and become the solution. I really believe this is going to help you today. Take this time, do this, and absolutely, I would love to hear from you. I mean it when I say, tell me where you hurt. I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know. Make a comment today. Let me know how you're doing. Send me a message. Tell me where you hurt. You're not alone, my dear. No matter where you are in your journey of sipping on life or feeling like you're drowning in it, or you're sipping on wine, W-H-I-N-E, or you're sipping on wine, W-I-N-E, whatever it is, let me know where you are. You're not alone. I'm here for you. We can do this thing together. There's always hope. As long as life is flowing through you, there is always hope for healing. Thank you so much for being here. And I will look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.